Good morning. Sports betting can be the best bet you will ever get while at a casino. Many people are scared away because sports betting may seem complicated from the outside. However, if you listen carefully to my speech entitled How to Bet on Sports, not only will the basics not be complicated anymore, but you will learn a skill that can benefit you for a lifetime. Sports betting is not just for guys who are into sports, but for anyone who likes to make money, guys or girls. There are three basic types of bet you will be able to make if you want to bet on sports. The first is called Moneyline. What this means is you are betting on one team to win outright. Score doesn't matter as long as the team you bet on win. Every game has a favorite and underdog, which is determined by hundreds of statistics, but is mostly based on how the teams have played prior to that game. For example, the game on the board, the Lions are the favorite because they are undefeated and playing at home, while the Bears are the underdog because they are 2-2 and playing on the road. If you choose the favorite, in this example, the Lions, you are betting $295 to win 100. That's what the minus 295 stands for. 100 divided by 295 is about 1/3, so the odds on your money will be about 1-3. If you choose the underdog, the Bears in this case, then you would be betting $100 to win 260. And that's what the 260 stands for. 260 divided by 100 is 2.6, so you're getting 2.6 to 1 on your money. Obviously, the favorite is more likely to win, so that is why you make less money betting on the favorite and more money betting on the underdog. The next type of bet is known as a spread, which is like a handicap. For every game, there's a spread, also known as a line, which is set by experts, which is supposed to make betting on either team fair. This is the most popular type of bet. Here's how it works. If you bet on the favorite, the Lions in this case, they must win by 7 or more in order to cover the minus 6.5 spread. That's what the minus 6.5 stands for. It means you are giving 6.5 points. If the Lions win by 7 or more, you win the bet. But if they win by 6 or less, or lose altogether, you lose. It goes the opposite for the Bears. They're the underdogs, so if you bet on them, they can win altogether or lose by up to 6 points for you to win your bet. But if they lose by 7 or more, you lose. In this type of betting, it is even money, meaning you win exactly what you bet. If you bet $20, you win $20. The last type of bet is known as the over-under. This type of betting is very simple. All you are doing is betting on how many points will be scored by both teams combined in one game. The over-under for this game is 47. If you are betting the over, you are betting both teams combined will score more than 47 points. If you are betting the under, you are betting both teams combined will score below 47 points. If the number is exactly 47, then no matter which bet you took, it'll be a push, and you get the money you bet back. If you're looking for a very straightforward type of bet, then look no further than the over-under. Sports betting is not easy, but there are certain things you can do as a bettor in order to improve your odds. My first tip is to bet with your head, not your heart. This puts many females ahead of the game because some women are not that heavily invested in any professional sports team. Never bet on your favorite team just because your heart tells you they will win. Another tip is to do your homework. Find out as much as possible about both teams. Look what the weather will be like and which team that will favor. Find out who is injured on both teams and how those injuries will affect the overall team's performance. The previous performance before that game can also be very important. Even if you do all your homework, you still can lose, but the more you know about both teams, the more it will help your chances. There are also things you should know that aren't in stats. For example, if a team's owner has just died, that team is more likely to play well in order to honor their late owner. Look for the X factor, as that can oftentimes decide a game. The example I use was from the NFL, but you can bet on basketball, hockey, even baseball, and no matter what sport you choose to bet on, the bets you have learned today will apply. Sports betting is gambling. You certainly can lose, but if you are a recreational sports gambler, sports betting can be your best bet. You can bet as low as $5, and your money will last for the entire game. First rule of gambling is not to bet more than you can afford to lose, so be safe. Also, you are not allowed to gamble if you are under 21. But if you happen to be in Reno or Vegas and want to have a little fun with sports betting, you now know all the basics. Thank you. Does anyone have any questions as well?